There are two paths ahead. One builds, the other burns. And which path we take depends entirely on one question. Who is making the choice? On one side, you have the ones just well off enough. Not wealthy by old world standards, but stable. A few acres. Some savings. Skills that matter. They look at the crumbling empire and think, I can wait this out. I can build something parallel. For them, the answer is communities, self-sufficient pods, mutual aid networks. They hedge their bets. They survive no matter which way the nation falls. Then there are the ones with literally nothing left to lose. No land, no savings, no safety net. The system already took everything. For them, waiting isn't a strategy. It's a death sentence. Of 32 million Gen Z/Y men in America, roughly half are right-leaning. Of those 16 million, only a fraction are willing to act preemptively, without violent revolution, to avoid civilizational decline. If 3 million of them each put $100 per month together, that's $300 million monthly to build self-sustaining food dome communities. There they can live free from capitalism's exploitative side, though capitalism itself isn't evil. Only its abuse by the powerful makes it untenable.